This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Chaim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Had a great time last weekend.
That was pretty fantastic. At Bamboo Palooza number 3.
Bamboo Palooza, which you call the premier...
Oh, yeah. It's the premier bamboo math art event of Northwest Arkansas and the surrounding area, I think.
We could probably extend that further. I was out there with microphone and digital recorder in hand.
That's right. A lot of fun. So why don't we just play some sound?
Here's a bamboo montage.
Okay, great.
Welcome to Bamboo Palooza 3, part of the Art Weekend in Fayetteville. We're making giant bamboo stars. We have math events. We have children's activities. And we're giving away free math cards. Come and take a look. Join in. Children and grown-ups alike, see how these creations are constructed and be part of bamboo history. All are welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Kyle Kellums with KUAF Radio.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing here?
We're making pencil holders.
What kind of pencil holders?
Well,
it's an octahedral.
Octahedral. Octahedral.
It is an octahedral.
It is an octahedral.
They're made out of paper.
So this could hold more than one pencil.
Oh, yeah,
they're going to end up being like 12 pencils in there.
It's going to look like the bamboo thing.
Eight times three, 24.
Wow. Hi, hey, how are you?
Good. I'm Kellums with KUAF Radio.
Okay.
Good to meet you. Can I ask a couple questions?
Sure.
What's happening here?
Okay. I'd like to bring Captain Robin in. We're putting together a geometrical figure.
That's right.
And using bamboo.
And it looks like the first step is collecting bamboo.
Yeah.
We've
decided we need 30 sticks to go through the figure.
The jig we're using is a 12-sided shape called a dodecahedron. And we're putting 5 through each face and out the other face, so we had to decide how many we needed. The girls, who are all 12 to 14,
yeah,
decided that they needed 30. They needed 5 for each pair of faces. So we're getting that together now, and then we're gonna lace it through the jig and then pull the faces of the jig off, and what we'll be left with, hopefully, is a big star.
Freestanding.
Bamboo star. So
I'm actually just checking on the bamboo. I actually live in Thailand. They grow a lot of bamboo there, so I'm making sure this is official bamboo.
He's our bamboo specialist.
Nothing fake here. This is all real stuff. So.
What's the Thai word for bamboo, by the way?
Pai mai.
Pai mai.
Okay, ooh, see that? That could Pai mai palooza. That could work next year.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do
you really live in Thailand?
Yeah.
So far I've interviewed 2 people, someone from near Hot Springs and someone from Thailand. So this is,
yeah,
the word is spreading.
It is international.
It is international.
We're not really counting anymore.
I screwed it up. I'm sorry.
27?
28?
No, that's 28.
Okay. Well, we'll know once we start placing food.
29?
30?
Okay.
No, that's 28.
30?
I think that might be too big.
Did you ever wonder what a dodecahedron is? This is the place to find out. Bamboo Palooza 3.
Success?
Yeah, it came out great, didn't it?
It did.
And they're for sale. But with all proceeds going to more math events like this.
You know what's... subversive is not the right word, but you see a lot of people are out here having fun that if you just told them there's a math event, they might not even hear you, but they're having fun.
I think having it on this corner where people are driving by on their way to farmer's market, Chaim took one of these up to, Captain Fred, excuse me, I've blown his cover now, haven't I? Took one of these up to the farmer's market on Saturday, and everyone wanted to know where it was from, what it was.
And how much success do you think we should credit to the handsome Barker?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I'd marry him if I weren't already married to him.
We have lots of colored markers and interesting geometric shapes to color in. Come to the math tables. Bring your children. We have coloring events that are mathematically friendly.
I wish our listeners could see these jigs. They're really very cool.
They are. And
maybe we could try to describe them.
Well,
sort of like space eggs, polka dotted space eggs, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Go ahead. No, you're rolling.
Well, well, that's what comes to mind.
We got one completed over there that looks really good. One there that looks really good.
Yeah.
And if someone has not seen a bamboo, would I call this a star? Is the finished product
that's what
a star?
I call them. Yeah.
Okay. If someone hasn't seen them, how would you describe them? They're kind of
hard to describe, aren't they? Yeah. Maybe a thistle, like a thistle that's been blown up 100 times or something.
Yeah, I think that's a
dodecahedral thistle.
Right.
But, you know, thistles really do have that kind of structure. Some thistles are dodecahedral. And
I didn't know
that. They really are. Yeah. Well, because there's sort of very strict limits on what's geometrically possible. And so, of course, nature is going to be forced into those same...
Well, if you have a structure that doesn't work, you're not going to last.
Right. Well, you can't make it in... Well, if it's actually mathematically impossible, you can't even make it. So.
Well, this is true.
Right.
This is true.
So there's all kinds of really interesting geometry in all of those things. You know, it's not no coincidence that like a dandelion head looks like a geodesic dome, for example. But actually, there's a whole story. Can I tell you this story?
I wish you would.
Okay, so we were in, I grew up in Austin, Texas, right? And there was these Japanese gardens called Taniguchi's Gardens, which I, you know, when I was a very little boy, I remember Mr. Taniguchi at that time was an old man, and I remember him sort of yelling at me and chasing me out of the streams and stuff. So I really grew up there. And a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, I was back there visiting, and I was in the Taniguchi's Gardens, and I was walking around, and there were these bamboo stars, right? I had no idea who had made them or anything. And so Kendall, say hi.
Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Kendall.
Kendall said that I should make some with my students. And so, you know, that's an interesting little puzzle. So, I mean, because of the things I know about, I knew what the structure was, but I still had to figure out how to make them. And so I spent some time working on that. And then we had the first Bamboo Palooza, which you were there on April the 30th, 2004.
That was one in front of Old Main.
Yeah. No, that was the year before that in Wilson Park.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then we had the following year and so on. Well, then last spring I went to the Gathering for Gardener, right? And there were some bamboo stars. And there was the guy that made the ones I'd seen in Austin. He lives in Japan, but for some reason was at this garden. And it was amazing because, you know, there he was.
Did you talk to him?
Well, his English was limited. I don't speak Japanese at all. But I did show him a photograph of the jig. And he said, oh, yeah, that's how I used to make them. Now I just weave them by hand.
So maybe for
bamboo... Which is kind of incredible, you know.
It's something to shoot for. Maybe not for number four, but maybe for number five we can be weaving.
I don't think so. He's a really neat guy, Akio Hizumi.
Captain Fred, please hold up the number of fingers for the dollars that the pig lighters go for.
Ah, he's on the pig box.
Yes. Where's the money box?
The money box.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your pig lighter. They make
that's
they
be a
squeal.
For Papa.
They Hello? Squeal and the flames come out both snouts.
If we're interested in getting a pattern yes? for the bamboo stars,
Then you'll need to talk to Captain Fred.
And buy the
in the yellow T-shirt. He's over there with the straw hat.
Okay.
Are you the official barker?
Yes, I'm the official barker.
Got the fedora.
Yeah, it's a fedora.
Got the megaphone.
Welcome to Bamboo Palooza 3. Northwest Arkansas's premier geometry event.
And you have all sorts of things here. You got math trading cards.
We not only have that, but we also have bamboo salt and pepper shakers. Pig lighters for sale, with all proceeds going to benefit the Seven Hills Homeless Shelter. We have math books right next door here at Nightbird Books, carefully selected by Captain Fred. We have stickers, math cards, and math coloring books. Difficult wooden puzzles also at the tables. And sign-up sheets for the math company mailing list.
Fantastic. This is the whole math gamut. They picked the right barker. We got it down. Perfect day.
It's beautiful.
So plenty of folks out there, not just from Northwest Arkansas, from around the state of Arkansas, from around the world.
I was amazed. People came all the way from Thailand, apparently, just for this.
Well, true, they came from Thailand, whether they came just for this.
Well.
We'll say they did.
Okay.
What happened to all the stars?
Well, we had about 15, I guess, that we made, and they were big, you know, 10 feet across, some even larger. And so far as I know, we sold five. Mm-hmm. To raise money for future activities like this.
Mm-hmm.
We gave about five away to key supporters and friends that had, you know, helped cut the bamboo and so forth. And I think five were stolen. Which
really?
I don't know how anybody got them.
You mean overnight or?
I guess so. They might have been. I just don't know exactly what happened to several of them. So if you're out there and you have a bamboo star that you can't account for, well, I just hope you enjoy it because they are pretty enjoyable.
Can they return them, no questions asked?
Right. I don't know. Hey, also, though, if people will send us an email at mathfactor@uark.edu, we'll be happy to send you your very own octahedral pencil holder kit.
All right. And in the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about the shape of the universe.
That's right.
All right, Haim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Haim Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. This is Sunday, Ozarks at Large.